But, Lewis says, the only place where you will find complete truth, truth embodied, is in the person of Jesus Christ. Not in the church, not even in the Bible, so to speak. The only place complete truth is in Jesus. But I want you to see that Lewis is not one of these fundamentalists that thinks that if you're outside of Christianity, it's all lies and myths. He finds truth in every culture, including the pagan cultures of Greece and Rome. But he believes, once again, the only complete truth is in Christ. Like the Magi, they used their human, quote, pagan wisdom to follow the star. And where did it lead them? To Jesus Christ. Let's move on. However, Lewis's full defense of the universality of the Tao is more complex. It's not just a simple matter of quoting ancient texts. Lewis has an apologetic to prove as much as you can that the Tao is universal. This is how it works. Lewis begins Mere Christianity by noting something peculiar about human beings. Lewis says that we constantly appeal in our statements to standards of behavior. Heck, even the most professed relativist, if somebody cuts in front of him in line, he's going to be aghast at this rogue. How could he do such a thing? Where did he grow up? Didn't anybody teach him ethics and morality? Suddenly, he's acting like morality and ethics is a universal. Maybe that's just his moral, his bourgeois middle-class moral code. But no, we expect people to follow that moral code. Now, the fact that we quarrel over who is right and wrong proves that the Tao is universal. Because when you argue with your friend about whether a certain action is ethical or moral, you know what you're doing? You're both trying to show that your argument best fits this divine code that you both accept. If you didn't accept that universal code, you know what you would do? You wouldn't quarrel, you would fight. Get out the fisticuffs, like the Brits say. In other words, if there's no universal Tao, then we end up with Thrasymachus. Remember that guy in Plato's Republic who said, might makes right? Well, if there's no standard set moral code to appeal to, then quarreling is useless. We might as well get out our fists or our guns and fight. Now, of course, the modernists will argue that so-called ethical behavior is merely the acting out of a natural instinct, say, for survival or procreation, which is the more evolutionary view of ethics. But, Lewis replies, what about moral dilemmas when you have to choose between, say, your own survival or the survival of your family? What happens when two natural instincts conflict? Well, Lewis says, you know what we do? We have to find some other standard or touchstone that will allow us to choose which instinct is the better one to follow. Now, it's a third thing. It's something other than the two instincts. And in Latin, third thing is tertium quid or tertium quid. Some people pronounce it. And Lewis says that whenever we get into an ethical debate, we always appeal to a tertium quid, a third thing, a set touchstone that we can measure our argument against. Now, if this third thing allows us to choose between instincts, Lewis argues, then it cannot itself be an instinct. Or, think of it this way. The ruler we use to tell us which piece of wood is the right length for the room we are building cannot be itself one of the pieces of wood. You need a ruler that is a standard that is above, in a sense, these raw pieces of wood. Well, that's what the Tao is. It is the third thing. It is the ruler, the touchstone by which we measure all other instincts. Think about it. Even the most radical relativist will assert that democratic ethics are superior to Nazi ethics, right? But to do so, he must appeal to a standard that transcends both. And this is still a big debate in postmodernism. They say they're relativists, but they really aren't because they think certain things are better than other things. And you can't say that unless you have a standard. In fact, Lewis says, whenever an ought or a choice comes into the equation, we are dealing with a third supranatural thing. Whenever ought comes in, what does ought mean if it's not, I ought to do it in accordance with that? In fact, Lewis says that there's a big difference between the laws of nature and the laws of human nature. The laws of nature are fixed. When you drop the stone, it has to fall in accordance with gravity. But the laws of human nature, dealing with creatures who have choice made in God's image, the laws of human nature are all about oughts and choices and what I should do or ought do. See? So Lewis is saying there's got to be a third thing.